Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine registration line. My name is Thea. We are currently pre-registering citizens who would like to be notified when the vaccine is available. May I have your county?
Escambia.
Escambia. How are you doing today?
I'm great, but I actually have a question for you before you try to register. And it's I'm not registering me. I'm registering my boyfriend. He will be 65 at the end of March. But he is actually a first responder on the job. He's a health and safety person. And his company told him that he can get the vaccine because if there's an accident on the job, he's the one who does the CPR. You know, he's CPR qualified and has safety courses and stuff like that. Is that true? Does he need to bring something there to get in, you know, to get the vaccine?
No, it would actually just be his ID. That's the only thing he should need. Now, as far as when he comes in to get the...
Are you talking about his company badge?
If he wants to bring that just for further verification, just in case it's a discrepancy, to further validate, that's perfectly fine. But all he should really need to bring is his ID. Even though he doesn't meet the age requirements, we're still accepting first responders to come in and get a vaccine. So
I just didn't know what the definition was of first responders. You know, he doesn't work in direct patient care.
He's not perfectly fine.
So I just wanted to make sure before he came there, you know, because he'll have to take off work. So before he does that, I wanted to make sure that he was acceptable.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. He's still qualified.
Okay,
that's perfect.
So what do I need to do to register him for, I'm looking, either March 2nd or March 4th?
Well, I can pre-register him for his local county. As far as when, how soon they can get him in the door, that's completely up to their discretion because they call you back once they have that appointment and date and time for them to go to get the vaccine. So after I pre-register, you can reach out to your local health department to see how soon they're able to get him in the door because I wouldn't have that information.
Yes. He doesn't need an appointment for the drive-through clinics, though, right?
Right. If it's like a walk-in basis or like a first-come, first-serve, you should be fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's what he's planning to do. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. Did you want me to pre-register him for the health department?
He's pre-registered already at a couple of places. And I think he's just going to come and do the drive-through on the 2nd of March, probably.
Okay. That'll work.
Is that something, do you know, is it better to show up first thing in the morning or better to show up late in the afternoon?
I would first, like, bright and early, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, go ahead and, you know, be out the door because it gets a little hectic later on in the day. So.
Yeah, he gets up at 5:30 now, so I'm sure that's not a problem.
Okay, so yeah, go ahead and, you know, you don't have to sleep overnight if you don't want to, but at least, you know, try to get there a little early so you won't be, you know, straggling in a little late or they'd be like, well, we run out of, you know, vaccines or anything of that nature. So.
Sure. Okay, no problem. And it says you're doing Moderna, is that right?
Now that I don't know.
Okay.
That I can't validate that for you. I'm sorry. I don't know exactly.
No problem. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help, and you have a great day.
All right. Thank you for calling, all right? Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.